News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Here's the latest news on WSAU.com with Zach Hagenbusher.
Marshfield police are looking for a suspect vehicle in a hit-and-run accident on Peach near Washara that happened early this evening. The incident occurred at about 7:30 p.m. on Peach Avenue near Washara Drive. Officers believe the vehicle is in an older white sedan similar to the Chevy Cavalier or Ford Taurus. The vehicle fled southbound on Peach and is believed to have minimal front-end damage and a possible license plate beginning with GE. Anyone with information about the hit-and-run incident is encouraged to contact the Marshfield Police Department at 715-387-4394 or your nearest law enforcement agency. If you missed that number, we've got it for you at WSAU.com. No charges will be filed concerning the New Year's Day death of a Rhinelander man at the downtown Rhinelander bar. Oneida County District Attorney Michael Sheik announced on Thursday after gathering more than 23 interviews and autopsy evidence he would not charge 59-year-old Gregory Dryden for the death of James Tanner. Sheik said he felt there wasn't enough evidence to charge Dryden with second-degree reckless homicide.
From what we can gather from his statement and other witness statements is that he wasn't certainly trying to kill Mr. Tanner. What he was trying to do is break up a fight.
Police were called to Sackett's Bar in downtown Rhinelander. Witnesses said Tanner had thrown a punch at another Rhinelander man who hit the floor. Dryden was there as a disc jockey. He attempted to restrain Tanner. Sheik said Dryden hugged Tanner and moved him towards the bar area. Tanner didn't get up. Tanner died in the ambulance outside the bar, and an autopsy indicated Tanner's sternum had broken and a portion pierced his heart. Cattle prices are jumping due to cold weather and a small amount of the livestock. Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock has more from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
The often quiet cattle pits at the CME in Chicago have been loud lately, with cattle futures climbing to all-time highs. Short supplies and cold weather are boosting prices, with a question: how high can they go? The cash markets made highs this week significantly higher than the futures. But when do processors and consumers reach the pain threshold? As one cattle trader puts it, one cure for high prices is high prices, with consumers opting out or switching to pork. Today, cattle futures fell off but then rallied to close near a record high again. At the CME in Chicago, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News Radio.
President Obama is dialing back on the NSA's sweeping collection of phone records and ordering a stop to spying on friendly foreign leaders. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
While acknowledging a need to continue intelligence gathering through a variety of platforms, President Obama concedes without proper oversight, some techniques
open the door to more intrusive bulk collection programs in the future.
So he's ordering the NSA to stop storing the phone call records it sweeps up, instead proposing a third party collect the data, viewable only with court order. As for keeping tabs on foreign leaders,
we will not monitor the communications of heads of state and government of our close friends and allies.
Adding if he wants to know what an ally is thinking, he'll call. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Weather-related traffic crashes and slide-offs are keeping emergency responders busy this winter. Wisconsin State Patrol Inspector Tom Tweedy says when you approach emergency vehicles stopped on the side of the road with their warning lights on, motorists need to move over or at least slow down.
Well, when you see an emergency vehicle stopped along the side of the highway with the warning lights on, it should really trigger an automatic response. The state's move over law requires drivers to slow down or shift lanes if possible when they are coming upon emergency responders. These emergency responders include ambulances, tow trucks, fire trucks, law enforcement, and highway maintenance vehicles.
The law helps provide a safety zone for those who often work just feet from moving traffic, Tweedy says. Last year, 10 state patrol cruisers stopped alongside Wisconsin roads were struck by other vehicles.
Well, when we stop someone for a traffic violation or to deal with a crash or stranded motorist, we've often got moving traffic just a few feet away. This winter, we've seen a fair amount of weather-related slide-offs and crashes, of course. So we're just reminding people about the move-over law. And if you see emergency vehicles stopped along the road with warning lights on, it really means that drivers need to shift over a lane, if possible, and at the very least, slow down.
Violating the move-over law can result in a $263 fine and assessment of 3 demerit points. The political madness is on in Madison, where lawmakers and special interests are spewing out ideas for spending a new $1 billion state budget surplus. Republican Governor Scott Walker wants to give it back to the taxpayers in property and income tax relief. His office has not decided on a final plan, and Walker won't announce it until his State of the State address Wednesday night. Your Newsline 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns. Tonight, scattered clouds and cold with low of 0 degrees. For Saturday, mostly cloudy with snow showers, a high of 18. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 9. And for Sunday, a few flurries or snow showers possible early with a high of 25 degrees. I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.